Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long time.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, there's plenty of it being made, plenty of sausage being made out there. Well, the big news yesterday, Trump continues to be banned from Facebook. Former President Donald Trump, lifetime ban on Twitter, from Twitter, is now having his ban extended at least for 6 months. What happened? What went on? Here's the backstory. You know, Facebook is a private company. They can do pretty much what they want within reason. They can't, for instance, violate current laws. They can't, for instance, not permit African-American people on Facebook, or they can't discriminate on gender. They can't discriminate in any of the anti-discrimination laws, any of the characteristics of those laws, and they don't do that. Can they discriminate on viewpoint? They actually can, although they apparently don't. I mean, you can have a website, you can have a structure that simply supports one point of view or the other, but they're more than that. They're a monopoly. They are essentially the linchpin of social media. And that's a separate question. Should that monopoly be broken up? I believe it should, but for different reasons than what we're talking about today. We broke up the monopoly of Standard Oil back over 100 years ago. We broke up the telephone monopoly of AT&T in the 1980s. And I think the day is going to come when the monopoly in social media, Twitter, Facebook, and so forth is going to be broken up. That awaits a future day. But today we're talking about Trump. Well, Zuckerberg, the guiding force behind Facebook, could theoretically just ban whoever he wanted. But the optics of that would be very bad. So he has set up this committee of about 20 people whom he deems are experts, some lawyers, some people with training and degrees in ethics, that kind of thing, political scientists, to decide. And I believe it's just a recommendation, although he can cede it to them, he can delegate it to them. And as a practical matter, if they came back with a recommendation, it would be very hard for him, public relations-wise, to turn it down. I'm not sure I would have done it the way he's done it. I think what I would have done is maybe convened a kitchen cabinet to advise me in private. But in any event, that's what he's done. He has this super committee. Well, Trump and his people and his ilk objected to Trump's being banned from Facebook. And so they appealed to this committee. This committee just came out with its decision. It's a recommendation to Zuckerberg, which will be definitive, that said that Facebook was correct in banning Trump. The reason was, right after the January 6th insurrection, some of the things Trump said, and frankly, it's about time they woke up, he's been doing this for several years, fanned violence, suggested violence. You know, on Facebook, you can't just go on and say, I think we should start killing people. They'll throw you off, and they should throw you off. The problem is, how do you monitor billions of interactions? How do you monitor that? You do it with algorithms. You code in certain word groups. The problem is sometimes they come out absurd, very absurd. Some people have been put in Facebook jail for 3 days, 30 days for things that are absurd because the algorithm is technically triggered and they've got to work on that. However, in this case, it wasn't mistakenly triggered. What Trump was saying is he exulted in that violence. Then he pretended to say things like, okay, now go home. And he thinks that's good enough. No, it's not good enough. People died in that insurrection. People were stabbed in that insurrection, and people were hit over the head with lead pipes and brain damaged in that insurrection. So what Facebook did was said, all right, you're out of here. He appeals. Well, their decision was very interesting. They came back yesterday, and what they said is, it was absolutely correct to have thrown Trump off because he triggered violence. That is a worthy goal, a necessary goal, and that was very clear in Facebook's directives. But then they said, in 6 months, we want Facebook to come back with a more definitive statement about what its standards are and its rules are. And I think that's fair, because there are people who will be doing research on a tribe in South America, or there are people doing research on various animals, and their aggressive statements and talk, and suddenly they get put in Facebook jail for 3 days. It's crazy, really crazy. And you can't have thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of appeals all the time. So they are going to work on it. My hope is in 6 months that they continue the ban. And here's why. For one thing, Trump has continued to put out provocative statements that imply violence, that show approval for people who have said extreme things that can lead to violence. What happens is his followers take them off his website or off his homepage, and then they repost them on Facebook. Now, the problem with that is it doesn't come from Trump, so the algorithm initially doesn't trigger the Trump suspension. Obviously, if the words have definite commitments to violence, they would, in my view, be screened out. But a lot of this slips through. So one of the things that they could do, and I think they should do, to clarify their algorithm, is say they're not going to accept repostings from Trump's website. They're not going to accept that, because if they wouldn't accept it initially as a Facebook posting, why are they then allowing people simply to repost? So all of that is in progress. All of that is being discussed. But the larger question at the bottom is, should Facebook ban any kind of speech? Should it ban any kind of speech? We're all used to our First Amendment rights. First Amendment rights only apply to the government, against the government. They don't apply against an individual. You could have a publishing house in the old days that says, I'm only going to publish conservative books or liberal books. I'm not going to look at any other point of view. And they can do that. And theoretically, a website could do that too. The question is Facebook just any old social media website? No, it's the foundation of social media. That along with Twitter now. So in a sense, it acts as with the power of a government, certainly is more powerful than a lot of governments in this world, even though it's not a government. The law still is that Facebook is a private company, and you can't say, oh, I have First Amendment rights against Facebook. The way you handle that is through the monopoly laws. You say Facebook has to be broken up. So there you have it. That's what's going to happen. For 6 months at least, Trump will not be on Facebook, and he's banned for life from Twitter. The reason that this is very helpful, and I'm not saying this Democrat, Republican, or any of that nature, but he was using this largely to fundraise. When you see things like the election was stolen, he knows it was not stolen. When you can see that, Hunter Biden and Biden did this and did that, and it's false. The people that put it on know it's false. Some of them that come from Russia, by the way. Some of what you see, just because it's in English, you think, oh, maybe that just came from somebody around here. No, it didn't. Some of it came from Russia, some from Iran, a little bit from China, but much of it from Trump and Trump land. That's to get money. A lot of people that are listening to this show on the Democratic side have gotten tons of emails from everybody. You've gotten emails from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, from the Florida Democratic Party, from the Democratic National Committee, Jamie Harrison. You've gotten it from candidates all the time. That happens in the Republican Party too. And in this case, when it's linked to a Facebook posting or it's linked to some atrocity that they report that's false, it's to get money. This has shut Trump's money down, and apparently he is very, very worried. The reposting of these Facebook posts or his statements on his website that get reposted on Facebook by his followers is not doing the job. It's okay. He has it with a picture, so they're reposting his picture, but it doesn't get the same amount of money, and he's worried. So stay tuned. 6 months from now, that committee is going to look at it again. And I believe they should come to the same result. He is advocating physical violence. He has accomplished physical violence, and he is advocating the destruction of our democracy by continuing to push the big lie that our election was fraudulent. You cannot have that. That's pretty basic. I'm not talking about immigration. I'm not talking about tax. I'm not talking about anything else. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.